isn't just steak. We've got wonderful fish. We have a phenomenal black and blue tuna steak. It's the Ahi Tuna Black and Blue, only at Ted's.
Here at Ted's.
In Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your...
All right, Ted, anyway, in terms of surveillance cameras and businesses securing...
Yeah, well, what I was saying, Phil, was that the American business is way behind on this. We started a long time ago securing our business. We just saw, Phil, very tragically, what happened in London. And I, the United States is so far behind in terms of security, it's pathetic. And I know you don't want me to be political, and I just want to say I don't think Bush is doing the job.
All right, I don't want to get into the politics of it, man, because you and I are going to have a major disagreement there.
All right, but suffice to say, we are a country that's vulnerable. We have had tough going over the last week and a half with the attacks on 7/7 in London. I did some press interviews talking about our security measures here at our restaurant, and in the country, they're ready to call you a fascist if you're promoting you're promoting a police state. I'm trying to protect my customers. Okay.
All right. Now you have cameras.
Well, let me give you the background on the cameras before you. We've got these cameras installed by Maysfield Security Systems in our restaurant. They represented to me they're a legitimate company, a professional security company. They installed the cameras in 2004.
All right, where were they putting the cameras?
All right, well, hold on. Let me put this into perspective before we address your concerns. The security cameras that we have at our restaurant, and Phil, I don't think there's any other business in America that takes the security of their customers as seriously as we do. We put them in our parking area for the obvious reasons. We've got security cameras over the door in the exterior of the Ted Lounge, which is our bar, and near the maitre d' stand, and we have them in our dining room. I didn't know that they put the three of them in the restrooms. Now, these were placed around the wash sinks and the mirrors and where we have our towels. I didn't know it at the time, but had I known it at the time, I would have had some questions.
All right, but you did eventually find out that you had security cameras in the restroom.
I did, yes.
When did you find this out?
A few months ago. Let me explain something, because I know where you're going to go with this. In America today and in Europe, we just saw what happened in London a few days ago. This is a very, very real threat. And as a reasonable businessman, I don't know about any other business. I don't want to speak for any of these other people that own businesses. I don't know how much they care about the bottom line as opposed to the safety of their customers. But I run a serious business, all right?
Well, the cameras are not. Here's my question. The cameras are in restrooms. Are they in the men's room too?
I don't know that, but that's one of the reasons why we got rid of the company.
Well, are you going to put the cameras in the men's room as well?
We are going to do that very soon. But the camera, they're not just there for security reasons. We can use these cameras. Here's the thing that needs to be said.
Well, if they're not there for security, what else are they there for?
There's a lot of reasons. You can use these cameras. If we've got them, you mentioned the cameras we've got in the restrooms can be used to see whether or not we've got facilities, whether we have paper towels, toilet paper, and so on and so forth. But I want to get back to your initial point, because I'm a little bit offended by what people have been, not necessarily what you're saying, Phil, but what people are assuming. Right now in America, you can get one of these jihadists to walk into a restaurant like mine, a prime restaurant in Beverly Hills, pull a string or push a button or whatever it is these people do, blow himself and everyone up around him. Now, I'm not willing to take that chance.
But you have cameras in your restaurant that are not only in the dining room, they're in the restrooms. They were placed there by this company. It's Maysfield?
Maysfield Security, which we do not use these people anymore.
All right, but they're in the ladies' room. Not in the men's room.
And we got rid of them. Now, I want to tell you something.
Now, who monitors these cameras?
I have them in my office. I've got a bank of monitors in my office. Let me tell you something, Phil. I'm a businessman. I am there to make money, yes, and also to serve my customers. I find it to be insulting for anyone to think that I'm sitting in my office staring at a camera to see if I can see, you know, get a cheap thrill or something. That is not what this is about. I don't know about you. I'm not particularly interested in seeing an elderly woman going to the toilet, and I'm certainly not...
Well, okay, Ted. I mean, but let me just play devil's advocate, all right?
Yeah, but when you say devil's advocate...
Now, let me just... all right, an old lady, but there are attractive women that go in there.
Look, first of all, the cameras, it's black and white. The video is very grainy. you can't really see anything. I mean, I've had my eye right up to it. You can't see anything. And that's not why I'm there. I'm there because the United States of America, as the result, in my opinion, of George Bush, is vulnerable to the kind of attack that we saw in London. I'm doing what I can to protect my customers.
Including putting a camera. Yes, I understand about the
you're going to keep focusing on the women's room.
Well, you've got the cameras in the parking lot and the dining room, but the fact that they're in the ladies' room and not in the men's room.
That was the fault of the security company. I think I've mentioned that to you a couple of times, and that we have let them go.
All right. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, our guest is Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. We're talking about security. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. How do you secure your business? How do you make your business a place that's safe for your customers? Mr. Bell's had a company in as of last December, right?
Last December. We were way ahead of any other business on this. Most American businesses are, I don't want to say most are bottom line oriented, but I don't know of too many other businesses that are going to take the safety of their customers as seriously as we do. Yes, I know that there are a lot of businesses that are secured that are banks. I know there are a lot of businesses that are secured that might be manufacturing areas. But in terms of restaurants, in terms of just service, we don't fool around. I am not going to fool around with the safety of my customers. And I'll do want to tell you something else, Phil. I was angered by what happened in London. I've got a lot of very dear friends in London. And I will be a son of a you-know-what if one of these people comes directly from the mosque and decides he's going to go into my restaurant and mess up my day. And that's not going to happen. And so we have taken this seriously. Yes, there are cameras in the ladies' room. We're going to put them in the men's room. No, I am not looking at the images of women going to the bathroom for thrills. And I find it insulting.
But you have cameras that... Why are they in the restroom, by the way?
Well, there's no better place for an individual to activate or arm or otherwise do what they need to do to set into motion a plan to inflict murderous terror on people than by going into a restroom where things are very private, where one can, as I say, arm a bomb or activate it somehow. I don't know. I'm not a professional.
And by the way, these cameras are in the stalls, aren't they?
I don't know.
Well, if you're looking at the camera, if you say you can actually tell whether you need toilet paper or not, there's only one place where the camera's going to be.
That is true, yes. But I want to make this point again, because the inference I find insulting. I'm not sitting in my office getting my jollies with my feet up on the desk looking at a poor, an elderly woman, going to the toilet. That's not my idea of something pleasing to look at, and I don't mean that in any offensive sense. I'm simply saying I'm there to secure the safety of my customers. And as I said, Ted's of Beverly Hills has been around for a long time, Phil.
I understand.
And I'll be a monkey's uncle on 100 yards of grapevine if I'm going to sit back while one of these guys in a towel walks into my restaurant and decides that he's going to end Sunday with a bang, if you know what I'm talking about. And I don't mean to be glib, but I think it is a very serious situation.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. The bombing in London has got a lot of people nervous, including business owners. How do they secure their businesses? Ted has surveillance cameras in his restaurant, some of which have come under some criticism for being in the restrooms. Jose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Jose? Sir, are you there?
I can hear a guy on the phone.
You were telling me about the... what were you telling me about? About the fact that the cameras were in the ladies' room, not in the men's room?
No, not in the men's room yet.
And you're planning on putting them in there?
We're planning on putting them in there, yeah.
You there? Hey, Jose. Okay, he's obviously illiterate or something. So you were going to put them in the men's room, and they haven't been put in there yet. But you've got a plan to do that.
We absolutely do. I don't like the idea of anybody inferring we've got surveillance cameras in the ladies' room, and it's there for some kind of a prurient reason.
All right. Only the fact that you discovered a few months ago, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, that's right, Phil, but we've got a lot on our table. We're getting those cameras in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills joins us here on the... Now, he's got cameras in the toilet stalls. He says you can also see whether they need toilet paper or not. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, here's your commercial. I forgot about it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Go. Okay, he doesn't know he's supposed to be up, bud.
Here at Ted's.
Hi, everybody, this is Ted Bell.
Hold on for a minute.
We want to put our meat in your...
All right, so you're saying that...
All I'm saying, Phil, is that I take the security of my customers very seriously and that I believe that my customers are individuals who need to be respected, and I'm not going to treat them the way those people on those buses and on those trains in London were treated, like meat.
Now, London's got some of the best security in the world. England, Great Britain has some of the best security in the world. To say that the people there are not taken care of...
Well, look what happened. Okay.
Well, they've got video cameras, and they've got cameras that are surveillance cameras that are far better than anything that you could possibly have.
The fact is, Phil, I'm not going to take the safety of my customers for granted. Right now, we live in a world where you have these madmen going into restaurants, going into places, blowing everything up, murdering everybody. You think I'm going to let that happen in my restaurant? No. I'm not going to allow someone to blow himself all over someone's meal just to get their kicks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tangela, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Tangela, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. Tangela, you there? What the hell is wrong with these callers? Tangela, you there? All right. Here is Paula. Paula, go ahead. Paula? Paula, you there? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to take any more phone calls until I get an engineer in here to figure out what's wrong with the bloody phones, okay? So we're all done taking phone calls. I'm sorry, Ted, but it's impossible. Apparently, people cannot hear anything that I'm saying for whatever reason. So we'll have to continue with our interview with Mr. Bell without the benefit of the phone calls. Ted, did you hear all of that?
I did, Phil. Here's my point. You think, and I think what you're feeling is probably legitimate if you were talking to some scumbag, but that's not what I am. You think that I am involved in looking at monitors to get my jollies.
No, I don't think you are. I can understand how some people may think that that's the case. Okay, as a matter of fact, I think that there is, it's a reasonable question to say, I have cameras in my office, I have monitors in my office that are linked to cameras, one of which happens to be in the... How many cameras are in the women's room?
You're getting way off point.
Well, don't, I'm just curious. How many cameras do you have in the ladies' room of your restaurant?
We've got two.
All right. Don't you think it's reasonable for people to say, I believe personally that you are in there staring at women going to the bathroom?
No, I think it's reasonable if you were talking about any other kind of... We run a very class operation. I don't know about any other manager of any other restaurant. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can trust me. You can trust me. I'm not going to be looking at this monitor. I'm, getting my jollies looking at you going to the bathroom. And that's what I say to the women now who ask me about it.
You're telling these women...
I am saying to them, yes, you've heard in the news, we've done some press interviews, that we've got some surveillance cameras in our restaurant, some of which are in the ladies' room. I think you can trust me when I tell you that when you're in there, I'm not going to be looking with a prurient eye. I'm looking for your safety.
So these women are aware of the fact that they're being looked at while you're going to the bathroom? Not you, but them.
That is correct.
All right, Ted, I'm going to put you on hold here for a second while we try to get our telephone situation worked out. We're going to go to a flashback, and we'll see if we can actually take phone calls tonight on our phone bank, but we've had a difficult time putting the calls up. In the meantime, Ted Bell is our guest. We're talking about his surveillance cameras in his restaurant, two of which are in the women's room, none in the men's room. All of the monitors are in his office, where he monitors them for suspicious activity, even while you're going to the bathroom. But he's not trying to get his jollies.
Sounds like bullcrap.
I'm not interested in your opinion at all, bud. We're going to do our flashback now. 1-800, no time for it? Clinton?
We might have to cut it short.
Might have to cut it short. Okay, that's fine. This is from Arnold in Monterey. He says, please play the Jeff Dowder bit where he saves some kid from drowning and feels he should get a reward.
Hey, listen, this guy is an idiot. You don't go out and save a child and then demand a reward. My God, man, if you were in the area and it truly was a life-threatening situation, even then you wouldn't demand a reward. What kind of honor have you got?
Well, wait a minute. It's generally considered appropriate to ask a reward of some kind. On account
of
you saved a life.
No, it's not appropriate to ask a reward.
Well, like, for instance,
I spent 13 years in the Navy, and I pulled a lot of guys out of the water with clamps or whatever that they had a potential of drowning.
What's that got to do with what I did?
Of my life?
What's that? I'm not talking about a guy with a tummy ache. I'm talking about a shark that was going to go after a kid.
I've been swimming in the water where sharks showed up a lot of times.
Okay.
I've been in the Navy for 13 years.
How long were you in the Navy for?
Pardon me?
How long were you in the Navy for?
What was I in the Navy for?
Yeah, why did you join the Navy?
Why?
Why, yeah.
Because I was defending our country, you idiot.
By what? Wrestling sharks?
Have you been in the service?
I've been in the service. Yeah, I've been in the service of a frat party one night.
Oh yeah, that's
all
probably
right.
About it.
Look, where are we going here, gentlemen?
You know,
well,
guy,
I'm trying to talk to this guy about sand shark.
The guy should have offered to share a beer with you, maybe, and that would have been overdone.
Well, wait a second.
You're a jerk.
Oh my God, man!
You're
down at the beach and your little girl. And a shark comes at her, and I pull her out of the water. The least you can do is kick in a C note. Right?
Yeah, antagonize the hell out of them, make them dive at you, huh?
Hey, are you trying to tell me that after I pulled your grandkid or some whatever you got, some little great-grandchild out of the water, and I said, hey, Carl, how about making with a C note, man? You'd lunge at me? God, that's
nephew,
rude, dude.
My nephew fell off a cliff into the water and damn near drowned, and I dove in and grabbed him and pulled him up, and that I didn't expect my brother to reward me the rest of my life or buy me a new motor.
Well, you should have, man, because if I was that brother, I'd be stepping up to the plate. Hey, do you got a tattoo of an anchor or something like that?
What would you step up to the plate with if you can't even afford an engine and transmission for your truck? You're an idiot.
Oh, I'm okay.
You hang out at the beach. You're a beach bum.
At least I didn't hang out
over there hoping that something will happen where you can scrape up a few bucks to go buy your next case of beer.
I think Carl finally hit the nail on the head.
Wait just a minute, man. This guy pushed his nephew off a cliff, then dove in and pretended like he was saving him. Do you eat spinach like Popeye? Hey, Carl.
You are a complete idiot. I pushed my nephew off a cliff and then dove in to save him.
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea.
That'd be a great idea.
Okay,
that's a great
round.
That's a great way to make some money, Carl.
Okay,
I got to split, man, because they got Balboa
like
bars.
You?
They're going to close the Balboa bar stand here in a couple minutes. I'll go
for
get
a guy
it.
Like you, it might be a great way to make some money.
Hey, Carl, you know this song? In the Navy, you can meet and sleep with guys in the Navy.
Okay, that's rude, dude. Very rude.
Well,
right,
you know,
Carl,
I'll tell you what, you can do all the slandering you want.
I bet you were the Indian in the village,
people.
People
protecting your ass right now.
Protecting
right
my
ass? Now,
hey,
there's
man.
People over there
I'm
giving
over
their
there
lives
on
for
the
your
beach.
Ass.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Jesus.
Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Hey, this is Ted Bell for Ted's of Beverly Hills. Say, listen, come on down to the steakhouse tonight. Come on into the Ted room. I'll be there. I am disappointed in the fact that there are no phone calls tonight that we can get to on the program because I do have other business. I'm Ted Bell.
Ted, I apologize. Our phone screening equipment, we had a power outage in our studio this afternoon.
Right.
And it most probably affected our phone screener. Might have shorted something out because the calls that I've tried to put on the air tonight apparently cannot hear me and cannot hear you. So I do apologize for that. But I do want to get back to...
Well, look, Phil, I appreciate that. I want to make something very clear. We have had since 9/11 a security alert in our country. Whether it's yellow or orange doesn't make any difference. And I am here to make sure that my customers can come in, sit down, have a prime rib, and the only thing they get on their shirt is a little bit of au jus or a little bit of potato salad. I don't want to see people walking out of my restaurant holding a towel to their head, trying to keep their intestines in. Now, Phil,
come on, Ted.
No, I'm being very serious. I don't want to see people on the nightly news coming out of my restaurant holding their intestines in with a towel. Do you understand that that's what's going on out there?
I understand that.
All right. And yet you're telling me, you're trying to, not you necessarily, Phil, but the media is trying to attribute to me some prurient attempt at getting my jollies, getting a cheap, filthy thrill, sitting in my office looking at someone's grandmother going to the bathroom.
I don't believe I've come out and said that.
No, you have not, but I have been, I've heard the inferences.
But when you have the monitors in your office, why not have... Mr. Bell, by the way, if you just joined us, has security cameras throughout his restaurant, in the parking lot. I think that's very wise. In the dining area, in the bathrooms, especially, you've got them in the toilet stalls.
Phil, I'll tell you something. If you're going to arm a bomb, if you're going to put together, press a fuse into a very soft piece of plastic, if you're going to do anything where you need utter privacy before you... do whatever these people do. A toilet stall is a very secure place. No one's going to walk in there because they assume someone is in there sitting on the toilet. And yes, I have to have the cameras in there. And
because the comment you made before the break, and we can also tell if we need toilet paper, sounds a little glib.
Well, it's glib, but the fact of the matter is we do have our needs. But again, I want to just reiterate, and I want all of the women listening, if you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you come to our restaurant, we treat you like a lady. We always give the ladies an orchid at the door. We always give the ladies a complimentary glass of champagne. We treat women very special at our restaurant, probably better than any other restaurant in the world. We give a great meal, a great evening, and I don't think it's too much to ask that during that evening, while we are securing not only a wonderful evening of entertainment and food, but also your safety in a very dangerous world, forgive me, but yes, we do have a camera in the toilet, which I am not looking at for any other reason than to make sure that there are secure situations. And I know it's difficult for a woman to believe that while she's pulling her pants.
Well, I don't know. I have to tell you, as a husband, as a father, this is all women. It's tough for me, no matter what you say, it's tough for me to accept the fact that you're in your office looking at this.
Well, all right, so in other words, you want to see your wife walking out of a restaurant holding her intestines in?
No, I do not. No, I do not. The likelihood of a terrorist attack in your restaurant, I can't gauge it.
Exactly. Don't even try to do that, because you don't know where they're going to hit.
But I'm still a bit bemused and a bit put off by the fact that, you know, when my wife goes to the toilet, you're going to be staring at her.
I'm not staring. First of all, I told you, it's black and white. It's very grainy. I had a couple. There's nothing you could do with the contrast. Nothing you can do with the... a couple of the busboys, in fact, came in. They were fooling with the contrast on it. And there's nothing... You can't see anything. What you can see is whether someone's doing something other than, pulling their pants down. Because that's how you know they're going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, what if they pull their pants down and in the meantime they're fooling with a bomb or something?
I think it would take a pretty... I don't know of any terrorist that's that smart that's going to pull his pants down and then start arming the bomb in case there's a camera in the toilet. No, I don't think so, Phil. I think it's very, very far-fetched.
All right, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Security cameras throughout his restaurant, including in the ladies' room. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Just a few more minutes with Ted here as we talk about his attempt to make his place of business as secure as possible in the light of the modern age, especially after last week's events in London. Are businesses taking the security of their customers seriously? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry. We haven't been able to take any phone calls from our listeners. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we had a power outage here at the radio station or at my studio. And we're nowhere near Florida, which, by the way, I understand you guys are going through all kinds of stuff down there. We appreciate the fact that our Florida affiliates are having to break in for updates. We dig it. We understand it. We're not putting it down. You guys need to be informed of what's happening. And whatever we can do on our end, you know, just keep you smiling or laughing or giggling or guffawing or maybe just a little bit of a, you know, upturned mouth or perhaps an arched eyebrow. Maybe it isn't a full belly laugh. Maybe it's just a, yeah, I don't know what it is, but whatever we can provide for you, we're going to do it the very best way that we know how. What are you doing, bud?
I'm taking some aspirin.
You're taking a whole bottle of aspirin, man. Are you doing this just to keep me distracted?
Aspirin's not going to hurt you. Aspirin's a bunch of crap, and they made it up, and it doesn't do anything.
The hell it doesn't? Why'd you just take it? You took a whole bottle of Excedrin.
That's right. And I don't even care.
Where did you ever get the idea that aspirin doesn't do anything?
Doctors just made it up to say that it's called a
placebo?
Yeah.
The hell it doesn't, man. You can see the active ingredients in aspirin. And not only that, I've taken aspirin when I've had raging freaking headaches, and it works for me.
What kind?
Excedrin.
That's what I just took.
Your stomach is going to be growling. You're going to have a sizzling, gut-wrenching stomach ache pretty soon, man. Not to mention the caffeine that you're eating.
It doesn't do anything. They made it all up.
You're full of crap. Where's that stethoscope? I just saw Bud just eat a whole bottle of Excedrin. I'm a big Excedrin fan, man. Bud, you just ate a whole bottle of Excedrin.
You think it works for you?
I happen to personally think Excedrin's the best aspirin made. I get a lot of headaches because I got a bad back. And what happens to me, over the years, my back twists up into my upper back, and then that twists my neck, and then I get these tension headaches, see? Not to mention the fact that I'm allergic to chocolate, and that gives me a headache.
What a pussy!
What do you mean, what a... I happen to be a little allergic to chocolate. It gives me a headache.
Why do you eat it?
Because I like it. Where's that stethoscope? I got to listen to his stomach. Dig this. Just hold still, bud.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to listen to your stomach because you took that aspirin. What is that?
It's a gag stethoscope.
Get out of here with that. And the aspirin, too. Gag stethoscope. Yeah, I take a lot of aspirin. I take it till the cows come home, baby. You're damn right I do. In fact, my sister-in-law, her ex-husband was a doctor. You ever notice that I got a sister-in-law and her ex-husband, or my ex-sister-in-law and her third husband? You know, how do you keep all the family members? But anyway, her husband was a doctor. So we're playing football one Christmas, or one Thanksgiving, and we got out there, and we were over there at the grandparents' house. Now, where do grandparents live? Well, they live out in the desert. And what do they have? They have a golf course behind their condo. They had the townhouse, and they had the big-ass fairway. So it's a Sunday on Thanksgiving, it's, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, and I didn't see anybody. I said, let's go out and play football right in the fairway. Why not? So we did. So the whole bunch of family members are out there. Well, there's Phil. Now, at that point, I was in my late 40s. What do I think I am? All of a sudden, Daryl Green. I'm going to play coverage. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play deep coverage. So my nephew's lined up against me. 19. 47. I'm covering him. Now, snapping a ball. Sure enough, whoop, he's taking off, man. Streaking downfield. I'm doing not a bad job of keeping up with him. But there's no way I'm going to catch him. So I got to do one of those turnarounds and try to bat the ball down. Well, I flip around. The ball goes over my hand. He catches it, but we both fall backwards. His knees are up in the air. Guess what meets his knees? The middle of my back, my kidneys, man, just wham. It wasn't my kidneys, but it was the middle. And I'm going to tell you, it was agony, dude. It was like one of those deep muscle bruises. So that was the end of the game for me. So Phil's out with an injury, you know. Timeout, you know.
Timeout on the field. Phil Henry going off for the score here on the Thanksgiving Day Classic.
So I go up into the kitchen, and there's my brother-in-law, Chris, and he says to me, yeah, well, you're going to need some aspirin. I said, oh, man, I'm in pain. He gets the bottle of Advil out, and he goes, take about 8 of these. I said, dude, the bottle, I don't care. Because he's got his glasses on. He's a doctor. What the hell do I know? And he's looking at the active ingredients. He goes, yeah, you can take 8. Take 8. I took 8 freaking Advil. And that just about did it. Probably what I needed was like Darvon, or whatever they give you now. What is that crap they give you now? The stuff that's really good and that it's like black market? Vicodin.
Ain't that what Mr. Lombo took?
You mispronouncing his name on purpose?
No.
Limbaugh, and no it ain't. Lumbo. I thought Lumbo was that guy you ride at Disneyland.
What guy do you ride at? Jesus, how gay is that, ride a guy at Disneyland?
I mean the elephant, Dumbo.
Yeah, Dumbo.
What do you think, his name is Rush Dumbo? Is that it? So anyway, yeah, I took that, almost a whole bottle of that Advil, and thank God, oh, thank God. But I get the headaches, dude. And it happens, caffeine will give them to you, chocolate for me, and I love chocolate, but guaranteed, I eat chocolate, here comes the headache. And then what else gives me a headache other than being here? No, I'm kidding, I really enjoy this show. That's about it. Let me hear that stomach again, bud. Yeah, you're sick, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. In our studio earlier today, it happens. It is just, you know, when you think about the enormous amount of juice that pumps through any given radio, a lot of radio stations could save all of us a lot of money, could save resources for a future generation, and could really basically just save the electricity for vital services like emergencies, surgeries, keeping the generators going at hospitals. A lot of stations could do that by simply just shutting it off, just turning it off, because of what you guys are contributing to the world in general. It would make me drop to my knees and weep as if I just gave up a 75-yard touchdown going the other way on an interception from Rod Woodson. Know what I'm saying? Some of you cats with your radio stations, just turn the freaking power off and go home. Tonight, I need the power. I need the juice. Well, we got a problem. And our call screening got blown up as a result. Was it sabotage? Hey, you know how that rumor that I was retiring keeps spreading, even though I said I was just kidding? Why don't I start one? Let's see how long this one goes. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight our show was sabotaged. I don't know by who. As you know, my radio show is one of the most unique in the history of this medium. We take phone calls and we use them for the entertainment purposes of our audience. We use the phone callers as unwitting foils, members of the theatrical troupe, if you will, in a broad satire of talk radio. Using elements of reality and theatrics, we mix them all together for a new improvisational kind of entertainment on the radio. Because we need those phone calls, we've been sabotaged this evening. Someone has blown up our call screening equipment. I suspect it could be Glenn Beck. I suspect it could be a lot of people. I don't know. I really think it might be Glenn Beck, if you want my honest opinion. You want my honest opinion? I think Glenn Beck has sent people here to blow up the phone screening. It could be him, or it could be some other guy that's jealous of me. Could have been Comb Boy. I didn't comb over Boy. He's got something to do with it. Boy, you can slow me down, but you can't stop me, man. I'll always be here. I'll always be two steps behind you, making fun of your funny hairdos and your little wine and cheese shows as you eat your cheese, drink your wine, and then sniff your fingers afterwards. That was very good. We'll be right back here on the Comb Over Boy Wine and Cheese Show. And then when he goes to break, he's like sniffing the Limburger on his finger. I mean, what is that about? And now you stoop to this.